Next item, please.
660, request of George Middle School 6th grade students to address council regarding the 3D map project.
Morning, kids. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, morning.
Morning.
So we worked with an organization called Wind and Ore at George Middle School.
And I'm really sorry. Could you state your name for the record?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Darcy Gill. Mm-hmm. I'm their teacher at George Middle School. So we worked with an organization, Wind and Ore, who are here to create a 3D map of St. John's with the sixth graders in the Intro to STEAM class. And these are eight of the kids that worked on the map. It took the whole year, and it's upstairs on the third floor. If anybody wants to go check it out, it's 8 by 8 feet wide, pretty heavy. So it's a fun job moving it here, but it's done. Do you guys have any questions you want to ask the kids about it, or I can
do.
Ask them?
Yes. I had a chance to look at it yesterday, and I looked at it a little bit this morning as I was coming. And how long did it take you to make that?
Long time.
It looked
about
like
two semesters.
Two semesters. And it even has little bridges. And what are they made of?
Well, we
cardboard,
popsicle sticks, and
toothpicks.
Glue
gun.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of it looked like lots of stuff. And when you finished it, what was the most surprising thing to you? What did you learn?
How it looked. We learned a lot of stuff, like how to measure, make sure things are to a right, like not too big, not too small. Things like that, I guess.
Yeah, it's a problem if one side of the bridge is bigger than the other, right? And so you learn proportionality and how to measure things. And what about just in terms of the topography, in terms of whether it was flat or not flat? Did anything surprise you about the neighborhood?
Well, we had to study the map of Portland. We had to really dig deep into all of the topography and vegetation.
Did anything surprise you guys about the elevation?
Just how weird it is. Like, when you look at it with normal eyes, like just standing on the road, it doesn't look like much. But then when you look at the map, you can see just how crazy it is.
And you sure notice that if you're on a bicycle, going through the bicycle lanes, all of a sudden you realize, wow, it's a really hilly neighborhood.
It took a lot of elevation. First it was confusing, but then when you finish it, it's huge. And you had to kind of double it, so it doubled in size.
Oh, that's
lots
great.
Lots of paper mache.
Yes.
Right. Oh, styrofoam. Got in my ears,
my nose.
Mayor, I have a question.
Yeah, Commissioner.
Based on the great work these young people did and their obvious interest in the city and the natural environment, how many of you would consider a career working for the city someday?
Uh-oh. First ask if he's hiring.
We may have some work to do here. But,
So could each of you lean into the microphone and tell both the people here and the people at home what your names are, please?
Well, my name's Emma Arnold.
My name is Jaden Quintanilla.
My name is George Robinson.
My name is Fatima Ali.
My name is Enrique Elizalaz.
I'm Annika Tyson.
And I'm Damian Cook.
Well, thank you for coming to tell us about your project, and thank you for working hard all year at school. I know
thank
you'll
you.
Be having a good summer and get back to it again in the fall. Thank you.
Say, one more question. How much longer do we get to have the display here in City Hall?
Peter?
Several weeks.
So I would encourage people. It's on the third floor of Portland City Hall. It's really exciting. It's a great effort on the part of these kids. I want to thank you. I want to thank your teachers and your parents for sharing it with us. It's really exciting. Thanks for coming in.